This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. What we are watching here with the media cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop emails, the fraudulent business deals with China, the kickbacks to the godfather, Joe Biden, you know, the whole Biden crime family situation. The media covering it up is a crime against America. It is treason. We have now a coordinated effort among all of the conventional media, including New York Times, CNN, you know, USA Today, NPR, ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever, all of it. They're all blackholing this story. So they will cover up a credible story of crimes of a Democrat candidate, a story that has already brought forth two witnesses who have confirmed the authenticity of the emails, two former business partners of Hunter Biden. Two of them have come forward with their names, their identities, saying, yes, these emails are real. Yes, this is the way Hunter Biden operated. Yes, he did business deals with China, $5 million interest-free loan from China with kickbacks to Joe Biden. Yes, it's all true. The media is deliberately covering it up. And it's the same media that will spread any lie they can possibly just scrap together, any lie about Trump. So there is no evidence required to smear Trump. But when there is legitimate, strong evidence against Biden, that is buried. And these organizations, they're not engaged in journalism. They're not media outlets. They are treasonous propagandists who are, in fact, committing treason against the United States of America during a time of war, war against our republic. And this is why I say it's time to have them arrested and charged with treason. Now, that list is growing. We've got to charge the big tech CEOs with treason. We have to charge the many of the members of Congress who are Democrats with treason because they're actively engaged in it, like Senator Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Ilhan Omar, and so on. Active treason. Maxine Waters actively calling for violence in the streets against conservatives and against America. But we must include these fake journo-terrorists in that list. They've got to be arrested and charged as well, because their crimes against America are just as dangerous as someone who bombs government buildings, for example, or someone who commits arson against innocent Trump supporters. These so-called media peoples, really journo-terrorists, they are lying to America, and they're running a coordinated conspiracy of deliberate disinformation to keep this information from the American public, to make sure people don't find out the truth about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's crimes. And in order to do this, they themselves are claiming that the information about Hunter Biden is disinformation. So they claim, in fact, that it's Russian disinformation, which is insane. So what a convenient excuse for these people. Anytime there's just a deep state story against Trump, they run with it. They don't need any evidence. But anytime there's actual evidence against Hunter, they just say, oh, it's the Russians. It's the Russians. Russia, Russia, Russia. And that's what the media runs with. Now, this reminds me of some other times that the entire media has been coordinated to bury a very important story. Because, of course, the entire mainstream media is run by the CIA. The Washington Post is run by the CIA. It's owned by Jeff Bezos, who is also a treasonous sellout to America. And it's a mouthpiece of the deep state. But there was another time. Do you recall the CDC whistleblower? Wasn't it Dr. William Thompson, I believe? Dr. William Thompson, who said he worked in the CDC. Actually, he's still there. At least that's my understanding. And during his time at the CDC, he and other people took part in a conspiracy to bury evidence showing that vaccines increase the risk of autism in young Black babies, especially males. And he hired a law firm and posted his statement publicly, went public, blew the whistle. Guess what happened? How many national newspapers reported on this? Zero. How many mainstream media organizations reported on this? Zero. They all received the same order. Bury the story. Don't report it. We can't have people knowing that vaccines cause autism in Black babies, because that would destroy the vaccine credibility in the minds, especially the minds of Black people across America. You see, the CIA tells the media when to bury a story and then when to hype a story. So it wasn't long after that there was the Disneyland measles hysteria, which, by the way, was a precursor to the mass hysteria that we've seen now with COVID-19 cases, which are not fatal most of the time, especially to people under the age of 50. Now, what we know happened is that the vaccine industry hired a team to spread the measles in Disneyland so that then they could say there are measles cases here and it's the fault of the anti-vaxxers. And then the entire mainstream media went insane. I don't remember what year this was, but you may recall some of the reporting. Oh my God, children are dying from measles. Measles is the worst thing in the world. Oh my God, the anti-vaxxers are going to get us all killed. We have to pass new laws to force vaccines onto people. And guess what? SB 277 was ready to go in California with State Senator Richard Pan, also known as the Vaccine Joker, a prostitute for the vaccine industry who has received bribes and payoffs from Big Pharma in order to push this legislation, which was written by Big Pharma. So whenever they want to run a new scam on America, they will order the media to cover it, to create mass hysteria. And if that sounds familiar, it's because this is exactly what we're getting with COVID-19 lockdowns now. You know, not to say that COVID-19 wasn't a threat in the early days. I'm one of the ones who very strenuously argued that it was killing people. And it is a threat to people over the age of 70, especially, and to some extent to people over the age of 50. But mostly people who are nutritionally deficient and have compromised immune systems, by the way. But the hysteria that we're getting now is just like the hysteria of measles in Disneyland, which was a planted, engineered operation. Just like the virus today. The coronavirus was built by China. It was released on purpose. It was allowed to spread around the world so that the media could go into mass hysteria, so that they could justify lockdowns and medical tyranny worldwide. And all this time, the press has been 100% controlled, which is exactly what we're seeing with the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden cover-up, okay? So let's not pretend in any way that any of these so-called mainstream news organizations, you know, CNN, MSNBC, all of them, let's not pretend that they are news organizations at all. They are not. They are all mouthpieces of the CIA. And more importantly, they're all working against the interests of the United States. They are conspiring to smear Trump and to protect the Bidens at all costs. No matter what evidence emerges, and there's more coming out, the media will claim it's Russian disinformation. That's their go-to phrase now. Everything's Russian disinformation if they don't like it. Even though there's not a shred of evidence that this is from Russia, not a shred of evidence. In fact, it's from a laptop, I think, in Maryland, right? That was left at a repair shop there. And the other whistleblowers are Americans. They're business partners or former business partners of Hunter Biden, who are American citizens. It's got nothing to do with the Russians. It's got a lot to do with the Chinese, though. The Chinese involvement in Hunter Biden's, you know, business scams and payoffs and bribery and kickbacks. And you see, the thing is that many of these top deep state players, like, you know, the Clintons and the Brennans and the Comeys and so on and Obamas, many of them have family members, children usually, receiving kickbacks and payoffs from Burisma, the energy company in the Ukraine. So what are all these children of these very wealthy families, what are they doing getting all this money from Burisma. Well, gosh, don't you know? The real story is that Burisma is a money laundering front where different oligarchs and different nations pay bribes back to Democrats and deep state leaders such as Brennan and so on. They pay the bribes to Burisma, and then Burisma hires their children to be on the corporate board or to be analysts, you know, or consultants. And then they pay the children. And then the children kick back the money to their mommy and daddy, i.e. Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, whatever the case may be. It's a giant scam. It's all a criminal operation. And then the CIA, which is also in on this, of course, the top CIA officers are paid money this way. They then order the media into silence to bury the story. As a result, voters don't get the information that they need to make a decision about whether Joe Biden is a criminal or not. And this is all by design. Even the debate commission is all about censoring this information. Don't let Trump talk about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal because it might be bad for the Bidens. Yeah, it is bad for the Bidens because they're criminals. So when Trump wins, again, we all need to call for Trump to have these journo terrorists arrested. It's time to shut down CNN. It's time to shut down MSNBC. It's time to shut down Google and Facebook and Twitter. It's time to destroy and dismantle the tech giants. It's time to reel in the collusion and the corruption and treason of the so-called mainstream media. They should all be arrested and charged with treason. So that's one more reason to vote for Trump, because we've got to reel in these treasonous criminals who are trying to bring down America by destroying the truth and then fabricating lies against Trump. So stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And also check my social media posts throughout the day, every day, at brighteon.social. My username there is @healthranger. Thank you for listening.